like Family Guy's comment about it. They said that this is very inappropriate for high school students. Let's see, that brings to the bottom of the list with KBOAS. Let's see, I hope you got got the DMR radio working. I guess without a second station to confirm that it's working, it may not. You may not know if it's working. I'm not quite sure how that echo thing works. It seems like there's two kind of conflicting pieces of information on what the right talk group is for that. So it's possible you're not using something that actually works. Anyhow, go ahead, John.
Thanks, Matt. KBHOAS. Yeah, I'll get to that in a second. We're getting near the end of the school year, I guess, is taking place this week. But the repair group will meet on Tuesday, do some more work on that Carlson radio. For the upcoming project, we're in the middle of doing a couple things. One, we had donated to the club a remote rig, the Kenwood radio. So we got club members working on that, and obviously we're getting help from our from Don and his IT support with the remote rig. Hopefully the students can travel throughout campus and put on some displays and log into the Kenwood batch in the shack. The second, like you were mentioning, we received two DMR radios, one HT and the other is a mobile. The mobile had a bad motherboard set at 6. And now we're just trying to learn how to operate the darn thing. It's a nightmare between parents, these 991 and 990s and echo groups. And again, like you're mentioning, we're not hearing anybody. And I'm not certain anybody's hearing us, even though we do show up on the aerial repeater. Back to you, Matt. Yeah, thanks for your help on that. Anybody else that has help, chime in or come on up to the shack. Back to you, KBHOAS.